for the biggest little show on the internet, LFR, Little Fella Radio, with host AJ and co-host Sydney. Pencils down, earbuds in, it's now time for the show to begin. And here's AJ!
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Little Fella Radio on littlefellaradio.com. Thank you for joining us. I am your host, AJ.
And I'm Sydney, your co-host. Make sure you follow Little Fella Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Today's show is brought to you by the Shop Amazon tab on littlefellaradio.com. Amazon is the number one way to save a few dollars. If you or your parents shop Amazon, tell them to do it through the Shop Amazon tab on littlefellaradio.com. Can we just take a minute to... Thank you. Can we just take a minute to really listen and enjoy that theme song that we have, the new one that we got, how amazing it sounds with all the new instruments and doodahs and blues.
And how catchy it is.
It's very catchy. Even the one we had with the singing, When I heard that, you guys couldn't see it, thank God. But I would sing and dance to that. I'd be like, woo, Little Fella Radio with AJ. But now we have Sydney involved in it because, you know, people need to know that she's part of the show, right?
Of course. I mean,
she's obviously a big part of the show. We would be.
Obviously.
We wouldn't be
Come
where we
on
are.
Now.
We wouldn't be where we are today without Sydney. I may sound sarcastic, but I am speaking 100% the truth.
Oh, I thought you were being sarcastic.
No, we would not be where we are today without you. Because who else would do the co-hosting job besides someone who's equally as weird as, well, not equally as weird as me, but, you know, close
somewhat.
Enough. Close enough. Excuse me. But thank you for joining us today. We have something to talk to you guys about. As many of you know, we at Little Fella Radio are filmed in Arizona, and we have a celebrity moving to Prescott, Arizona. Her name is Demi Lovato. You may have heard of her. She's, you know, some...
The best.
I was going to make it seem like she's not that big of a deal. You know, she's been in a few movies. She has number one songs, but, you know, she's nothing special.
No, I'm kidding.
Demi Lovato, the Demi Lovato, is apparently moving to Prescott, Arizona. So, guess
I don't know how much I believe that.
Hey, I believe it.
Where'd you hear it?
My mother.
Oh, I don't know. I just usually, like, I don't know. I don't think anyone would want to live in the heat.
Prescott, Arizona?
Is Prescott hot? I don't know.
No, Prescott's not hot. I mean, it can get warm, but compared to us, it's nothing.
Yeah.
But guess who's going to be...
I don't know.
Guess who's going to be driving up north to Prescott for no reason at all? I'm not going to try to see Demi Lovato or anything.
Right.
That's also what I said.
We, like, wait there.
Just sitting at Prescott, just watching everything, just like, yeah. Oh, she's going to pop up eventually.
We, like, see a limo or a nice car. We start chasing it.
There she is! Get her. That's also what I said when I heard that I may be going to LA for some trip or whatever. If I ever hear that I'm going to LA, I'm be like, oh, I'm just going to coincidentally go to LA and totally not try to find Markiplier or anything. Totally not going to try to find out where he lives. Not that I know what his car looks like and what the front of his house looks like. What?
Does Markiplier...
Are you talking bad about Senpai?
No, I'm asking if he lives in LA.
Duh! That's what I said.
I did not know that.
Almost every YouTuber lives in LA besides Jacksepticeye and a few others that I don't possibly... Oh, Mini Lad, as far as I know, he moved to back to...
I have no clue
England?
Who that is.
Because you don't watch the YouTubers I watch. You watch makeup tutorials and how
I
to do
actually
your hair
don't.
Better. Mm-hmm. And I'm the
I
devil.
Watch...
You
kind of are.
Excuse me? I am an angel.
Nothing. What?
No, I'm not an angel.
Yeah.
I am far from an angel. You ever,
Very far.
I got my angel wings and I said one word and it's just, nope.
Yep.
And you're falling back down.
You left that road a long time ago.
Don't talk bad about me. I'm a good person. At times. I can be nice. I can. I just choose to be a horrible, rotten person.
Sipping my tea.
That's none of my business. Listen here, you're not as good as you think you are.
I don't think I'm good.
I don't think I'm good either. I just say I can be good. I can be nice. My friends can gush for me. I can be the happiest person in class, or I'm the person that no one wants to talk to.
Like, so you're like half devil, half angel. But more
I'm an
devil.
American. I am an American. I am whatever I feel like being. If I feel like being a horrible person, all my friends just be like, leave me alone. I hate all of you. You suck. You suck.
I can't do that to my friends.
You
then it's
talk
my
to
fault.
Me. You're the only person I want to hang out with. All of you suck. And other times I'm just like, I love all of you. Give me hugs. Oh, you're all the greatest. Oh, please. Yeah, you rock, man. Mike, you're the best, Mike. I don't have a person named Mike in my class, but it was the first name that came to mind.
I know one person named Mike.
I don't think I've ever met a person named Mike. I met a person named Michael, if that counts.
Oh, yeah, same. I used to have a Michael in my class.
Used to. Did he move?
Elementary school.
Oh.
Class.
Oh, that's right. You're older now. You're going into ninth grade.
Well, actually, I did have a different Michael in my class. But he was annoying.
Oh, and you weren't.
Okay, I didn't like, he was so judgmental. Like, so if you got a bad grade or something, and he was like, he would literally be sitting at your table and he'd just, what's that look for?
You're not judgmental?
I'm not judgmental to someone's face, all right?
Oh, so you talk crap about them behind their back.
I mean, if they're in front of me and I'm talking crap about them, I guess it'll be behind their back. But other than that, I don't know.
So you just admitted to all your friends that you talk crap about them?
Not about my friends, no, because I didn't even know this kid. And I just, like, got seated at a table with him. And he would, like, be like, oh, you got, like, a bad grade? Like, you're dumb. And, like, oh, you're an honors
He was
English.
Flirting with you.
No, definitely not.
He was flirting with you in a mean way.
He was, I don't even understand. No, but he was dating a girl. Very quiet and...
What do you mean?
Weird girl.
Oh, he dated one of them.
One of them. Every school has one of them.
Every school has one of them. The shy, kind of weird girl that you're not too sure of. You're kind of like, you're just cool, but
yeah, like you want to talk to them and be nice, but at the same time,
you're scared
they're going to bite you.
It's
you
just
know?
Like, I think you're a cool person, but I like my arms where they are.
Yeah. I like being above ground.
I had this girl in my class last year that was like that. She looked emo and you were like terrified to go up to her. But she was probably the nicest girl I ever met in my life.
Really?
She was so nice. She would bite you though. She probably would bite you if you got on the wrong foot with her. But she was nice. She was awesome.
That's scary. There was this one girl that I had in one of my classes. Her name was Rachel. She was really smart and like she always, you would always
Rachel.
See her.
Rachel
like,
seems like a girl that would be like, look at me.
Oh, I know one. I know one of those Rachels too.
Rachel just seems like a name that for girls that are just like, ugh.
I know. No, but she was really quiet and she was a redhead.
Just to be sure, I regret doing the hair whip thing. That was the most terrifying moment. I'm so pretty. Ugh. Just ugh, break my neck in the process.
Yeah. So what don't about do that?
What about not Rachel?
Okay.
This song was cool at one point in my life.
It was. I used to listen to this song all the time.
What did it? Did Willow Smith have more than two songs?
Yes.
I think I only heard two of them. Which Smith do you think is better? Willow.
Neither.
Willow or Jaden?
Neither.
You don't like anything better?
Well.
Willow. Willow. Or Jaden.
Willow.
Just because he's the reason that all they right. have careers.
Okay. I would say Willow because I know some of her songs.
But you've never watched a movie with Jaden Smith in it?
All right. Well.
Did you ever watch The Karate Kid with him in it?
Yes.
Did you ever watch After Earth?
Yes, with him and Will.
Those are the only movies I can think of him being in.
I really liked that one, but only because of Will.
Because father and son were in a movie together?
Well, he's just like, if you, like, I've listened to some of Jaden's music and like.
Jaden has music? I know he did a song with Justin Bieber before Justin was Justin.
Yeah, when Justin was like a.
Prepubescent twerk.
Yeah. Well, he like makes like these raps that are so like irrelevant to this earth that they shouldn't exist.
I thought of something. It's where Kanye and Jaden were talking once and people made it seem like they were like extraterrestrial beings.
What?
That aren't part of this planet. They're like demons.
Why?
They're not mortal. I don't know. But because Kanye is Kanye. I mean,
Kanye is
he's Yeezy. He's Kanye. King Yeezy. God. He's better than everyone. He's
Kanye?
A god. Yeah, he thinks he's a god. And then there's Jaden Smith, who likes to wear skirts and dresses.
Yeah, pretty much sums up that.
Jaden Smith is weird. I read some of the stuff he's talked about.
I don't know. I don't like either of them. Like, they're just typical new generation kids that are annoying and think they're like all that because their parents
are super famous. Keep in mind that they're rich.
Yes, I know they're rich, but
that's
the thing.
They could buy the studio and everyone in it.
Well, I mean,
no, they couldn't buy me. I'm priceless.
They're just like typical rich generation of horrible earth today kids.
I'm just gonna assume, I'm just gonna pretend that made sense. Yeah, Sydney, I agree
well,
with you.
I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. Like, they're just like, I don't know. I just don't get them, and they annoy me.
Maybe because they're rich. But don't lie. If you met Jaden Smith and he asked you on a date, you'd be like, "Oh my God, yes."
No, I wouldn't. Honestly. Just because he's famous. But if one of those K-pop
dudes that you listen to asked you on a date, you would...
yeah, definitely.
You'd be doing cartwheels and all that stuff.
Definitely. Well, it depends on which one.
I don't know which ones you listen to.
Well, I'm not going to say their names.
Why not?
Because they're weird.
But you listen to them, so...
yeah, but you always make fun of me.
Because you listen to K-pop? Yeah. But what's their names?
Well... their stage names or their real names?
Yes.
Okay. Jiyoung, aka G-Dragon.
Okay.
Daesung,
mm-hmm.
aka D-Light.
Mm-hmm.
Top, aka I don't know his real name. It's like
wait.
Too much.
Their real name, that one dude's name was like G-Dragon, or was that a stage name?
G-Dragon was a stage name.
Okay. Cuz I thought you were doing it like real name and then stage name.
Yeah.
But then you went that dude's stage name and you didn't know his real name. I was like, wait. That dude's name was G-Dragon?
Yeah, no, but and then Taeyong. And Taeyong is his real name. And then his stage name, I always forget his stage name. But yeah, there's G-Dragon, T-O-P, top.
T-O-P, T-I-P, tip, top. Tip top.
No, top. Just top.
Yeah, you didn't know that T.I.'s name is Tip.
Who?
T.I.
Who's T.I.?
You don't know. You're only a few years younger than me. How do you not know who T.I. is? He's a rapper. Has/had his own TV show. T.I. and Tiny. How do you not know who T.I.
is? Ringing a bell.
How do you not know who T.I. is? He did a song with Justin Timberlake that was like huge.
What was it called?
Dead and Gone, I think.
Oh. I don't know him, but I know that song.
Well, the dude that was rapping, that's T.I.
I don't know the dude that was rapping. I don't even remember the rap. I just remember the chorus.
Of course you do.
Hey. I mean,
T.I. is like huge. He still makes music. Well, I think he does. Shit, I think he still makes music, but...
I don't know. I don't really... like I said in our last show, I don't really get around with new things.
New things. Sydney, you're not even past the 2010 mark at this point. The most you know is 21 Pilots.
All right, K-pop. Actually, 21 Pilots just came out with a new song, and K-pop.
Is it a song that is it a song that you listen to in your room, kind of when your room's kind of dark and it's kind of like a sad/ supposed to be upbeat song, but it's really depressing, and they're crying over someone?
No,
really.
I usually play 21 Pilots when I'm up doing something because it. It's upbeat, usually.
According to your Snapchat, you're apparently always up doing something.
What's that supposed to mean?
You take Snapchat or selfies every 2 seconds.
All right, that's because...
and you're always up until 6 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I actually pulled an all-nighter so I could go to sleep last night at a decent time. So,
what's your version of a decent time?
Like 12 or 1.
Wow, that's the earliest I think you've gone to bed in like 2 months.
All right, true.
Do you even go to school?
Schools end.
I meant it before.
Before?
Like during the school year, did you even
Well, summer changes people's schedules because I don't have to wake up at such an early time.
The way my mom is, if I'm not out of bed at a certain time, no, my mom lets me sleep in to a certain extent.
My mom goes to work at 5 a.m.
That sucks.
Yeah. so I don't usually see her. Unless I do pull an all-nighter. Or, well, I don't know. It just depends.
You stay up until 5 o'clock in the morning just to see her?
I could take a two-hour nap, and I could go for another, like, 12 hours.
I couldn't take nap. I can't take naps because when I wake up, I'm sweaty, thirsty, and very confused as to what time it is. I wake up, I'm just like, where am I? I'm looking around, I'm just like, what year is this?
I can only take a nap when I, like, actually need it.
So you can only take a nap when you're tired? The reason naps were made?
Well, I mean, some people just get bored and lazy and just like, I'm just going to take a
That's not a nap. That's just you doze off.
No, that's a nap.
No.
They there's choose to do it.
There's a difference between a nap and dozing off.
I don't know. Dozing off to me is like you're in class and your teacher's explaining something to you and you're just like.
That's ignoring. That's ignoring.
No, it's dozing off because you're up in space or whatever.
No.
Your teacher's
up in space?
I don't know.
So, going on to some other topic, besides Sydney and me debating about what napping and dozing off is, some of you may have known that the great PewDiePie got evicted.
Pewds!
That dude. The quack. The dude that likes Brofist. Ducks. Him. I don't mind PewDiePie.
The He's duck is coming. Okay.
PewDiePie is like.
PewDiePie
Here's
is
my
the best.
List. Here's my list. Here's the top. Here's the bottom. PewDiePie's kind of like near the bottom. He's not at the bottom.
Well, he
but
should be at
there.
The top. He should be number one.
You want to know who number one is?
Markiplier.
Senpai.
Yeah. Well, Marky, then.
Marky Senpai.
Pew should
one.
At least be number two.
That's Jacksepticeye. Yep. The Irish person.
Yeah, I know who he is.
You do?
I do.
Wow.
He has a lot of connections with PewDiePie.
And
they've
Markiplier.
Even made roast videos about themselves.
They have? I know PewDiePie made one, but I didn't know Jack made one.
Yeah, because, well, like about each other, I meant.
Oh, they roasted each other?
Yeah, when Pewds, like, posted the one of him roasting. Jacksepticeye.
Why do you seem so shy talking about YouTubers?
I don't know.
You're like, you're acting as if you're in front of a class and you're just like, well, the project's about.
If one
of my teachers let me do a project about YouTubers, I'd be up there for hours, be like, sit down, kids.
That would be the only time I'd be confident.
I'm about to take you on a trip that you won't forget. Welcome to the world of YouTube, where to your left you have vloggers. Vloggers.
I don't
makeup vlogs and tutorials and all that.
Like
and over here you have the gamers, where
I like gamers too.
Where the gamers are life, okay? In YouTube, you have vloggers. Ugh, I don't even know how they make it. You have tutorials, how to do things and all that. You have music videos, which I believe YouTube was meant for in the first place. You have music videos, lyrics and all that. And you have other things that YouTube has. Cat videos. That's like, if you have a pie chart, here's cat videos, and then you have everything else. But the gamers, I think 2015 was their biggest year. Gamers became huge in 2015, and that's where I spend most of my time on YouTube. Them and watching movies that aren't supposed to be on YouTube, but managed to make it pass for a period of time, and I watch them for free because woo, internet. And I just watch the gamers because they're funny. And that's where I fell in love with Markiplier and then Jack and then Mooney Lad and the Banana Bus crew and then all of them. And then there's PewDiePie. I don't love PewDiePie. I just watch him when everything else is.
Everyone should love PewDiePie. What's not to love about him?
He doesn't need anyone else to love him.
All right. Well, what's not to love
about
him?
He has like, 45 billion subscribers?
Well, one could make him very
happy. I don't think there's
that
many people in the world.
In the world?
In the world. There's not that many people in the world.
No, but
don't judge my English.
What's not to love about PewDiePie?
He's immature. Not saying
that. And Markiplier isn't. Are you kidding me? Markiplier's always like waving his arm around and he's like, woo!
Yeah, but do you see Mark dressing up in the things that PewDiePie dresses up in? All
right, he does that in humor. That's because that Markiplier is always stuck either in his backyard playing goofy games with his friends. Or he's stuck in his studio chair facing a camera.
What do you think PewDiePie does?
At least PewDiePie gets up and puts a camera on his eyes.
Mark plays the VR thingy too.
He does?
Yes!
Is he still stuck in the studio?
No.
Oh.
Mark well, can then, go anywhere he wants.
I don't know. Markiplier is just...
And Mark joins a dance thing. He does rock climbing. He went to singing classes. He does a lot of other stuff in his spare time. He constantly is donating to charity. If PewDiePie donates to charity, it's just to make people happier with how much money he makes. So he's just like,
all right, so you're saying that PewDiePie only cares about his fame?
Yes, at this point,
he does not.
Fame has ruined PewDiePie. PewDiePie used to be funny. I love the young PewDiePie, like during his old during his old Happy Wheel videos when he would like pull up music and like you could see him checking if he's still recording and all that. That was funny, PewDiePie. He was playing Happy Wheels and all those other horror games, and he was having fun.
I hate Happy Wheels.
And that's a discussion for later. And now he plays games because he has to, because people want him to play this game.
Well,
and
no, actually, if you were a YouTuber, you have
I am a YouTuber.
You have to either way. I mean, like a gamer, like
I big, am a YouTube
big time gamer, like they are.
You don't know what I am.
All right, you have to though. Like you have to because that's your job. You get paid to do that, and he does. Like one, yeah, he has to post videos for money so he can survive. And two, it's not just all about the money or the views, because that's what keeps him going. And if he did just do it for the views, obviously people wouldn't watch him.
Girl, you got me started. Listen here. PewDiePie has gotten to that level where he cares about the fame and he knows that he has to keep doing this or else he has nothing else planned. PewDiePie knows that if he stops YouTube, he's done for. He is the king of YouTube. But, I mean, that's it.
I mean, if he's the king of YouTube, he obviously has to be doing something right, because he
I don't know what he's doing right, but apparently
everything,
it's probably
because it's not just faking it. Because if he was, he wouldn't be the king of YouTube.
You see, there's only one time I actually like watching PewDiePie. When I know he's actually been scared and he starts speaking in Swedish.
That's... Oh, I've learned some of the Swedish cuss
I
words.
I have too.
Just 'cause it's funny.
Because he said them so many times that I've learned how to say Swedish cuss words.
Yeah.
I know how to say the bad ones.
Like, I don't know. I don't think he's just all about the fame.
Okay, he's not all about the fame. PewDiePie is like, I don't like PewDiePie the way I use. Like, he's like big time now. I like PewDiePie when he was still PewDiePie. And now he's that bro fizz. Woo! Dude.
I don't think PewDiePie is just in it for like all the views and the money and blah, blah, blah. Because like he actually appreciates what he does and what people like think and how like everyone has joined him and made him who he is. And like, you know, like I don't think he's just one of those guys that just do it for the money and just for the views.
But Markiplier is.
No, I never said Markiplier was. I just said that PewDiePie wasn't.
You know who,
you're twisting my words.
You know who
you are twisting.
You know who
my
I think
words.
Isn't it for the money and fame and all that?
Who?
Even though I love this YouTuber, Vanoss Gaming.
Who's that?
And now I want to hurt you.
Vanoss. That's not anything.
Vanoss is another big YouTuber. He's like at, I don't know, 20 million subscribers or something like that. Mm-hmm. 15, 14, 13, 16, something like that. When I first saw Vanoss, he was like at 9 million and then he went to 12, and I don't even know where he's at now. But Vanoss rarely does vlogs. You rarely hear him talk about doing this stuff. You rarely hear him talk about doing stuff for charity. It's always you see him doing sponsorship stuff, buy my stuff, go to this website, type in this code, and you can get this stuff and all that. You never hear him talking about, like, you guys are awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
You guys are amazing. I'm going to donate to charity. It's always just like, money, 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 money.
Yeah.
That's someone that I think does it for the money and fame.
I don't know. I don't.
Good words.
Thank you.
Wow, so words. Much bad.
You too. I don't know. I just feel like if, like, you notice how it seems he's not really in it for, like...
I'm over here. That's the floor. I'm over here.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the show, Sydney. I'm the host, AJ.
I'm the co-host.
We know. Continue talking.
Okay.
Make eye contact. And talk!
I don't know, like you said, like you noticed that he's not really like...
Keep talking, I'm not distracting you.
I'm losing my train of thought. So he is just in it for the views and the money. Oh my gosh, stop. I don't know, you can just... Wow.
You know, I like to think that I have a similar laugh to Markiplier.
Why?
Because I watch him enough and I think I might have stolen his laugh.
Have you ever made like a love note to him?
I have not written him a love note, no.
Have you ever commented on one of his videos?
Duh. Duh.
What'd you say?
I don't know. I can't remember every word I comment on his videos. I've replied to several comments on his videos about people being strangely weird, but you know,
strangely
it's YouTube.
Strangely weird.
It's YouTube. You have the weird commenters.
I don't know. Maybe you know this YouTuber. Do you know who Skyver, Sky Does Minecraft is? Or Skyver's Gaming?
Who doesn't know who Sky Does Minecraft is?
I actually remember discussing them about you.
Oh, yeah.
Or not about you. What did I just say? Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
I remember us talking about him.
Yeah.
We talked about Sky and all the wonderful... Wasn't Janae on that show?
Yeah, she was. Yeah, I think so.
We were talking about Sky Does Minecraft.
Yeah, I don't... You're talking about like don't watch him anymore.
I don't either. I really liked his what the ones where they like not Never Have I Ever. Well, they did that one too.
Oh, the Never
I like that
I
ones,
ever?
But the ones where they
my favorite were
don't
the,
laugh, try not to oh, or don't laugh or don't
the
cringe
try not
or something.
To laughs and try not to cringe.
Yeah, when it. They that those that
we both are very bad at Englishing today.
Yeah. But I like watching those ones because I would lose badly.
My favorite are the Gary mods with like
See, I don't watch Gary mods unless it's Vanoss or Markiplier.
Why?
Because those are the only guys I find funny. Because Vanoss is always like either sandboxing doing they're doing some extravagant thing or the reason I like Vanoss because he's like his stuff is like heavily edited and it has all those special effects and then I like Markiplier because it's not that edited, it's just him with his camera and talking and then like just edited shots so you don't have to see all the long process.
My favorite to this day video of Markiplier was when he was recording at like 1 or 3 a.m. and he was like he had to be really quiet.
Oh yeah, he was whispering. Like, the world's like quietest let's play.
Yeah.
What was he playing?
Was so funny.
I think he was playing either Happy Wheels or
I think he was.
It might have been Happy Wheels and everything he said, he's like, that sounds wrong when I'm whispering.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I still remember vividly like the things that he said, but I can't say it on the
Mark's not appropriate for children under 8.
No.
Well, 9.
Or 10.
10. Unless you're 10, if you're 10 or older, you can watch Mark. But if you're younger, he will ruin you. I mean, he's ruined me too, but that's besides the point. Oh, something I wanted to say. All you youngsters that may or may not like Dragon Ball Z or anime, there is this group on the interweb called Team 4 Star. And Team 4 Star makes parodies of Dragon Ball Z, Hellsing, you might not expect that one ever again. Who knows? That one, who knows? They make Final Fantasy VII Machina Bridge stuff. They make abridged versions of funny shows or stuff, and I don't know what that was, but they make parodies of it, and I've watched Team 4 Star for a long time. I watched them right after season 2 is when I found them, and I watched the heck out of all their episodes of anything, and Team 4 Star's pretty cool, but so I'm a Dragon Ball Z fan. I'm a Dragon Ball fan. I like Dragon Ball. I like Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball Super, and to much of your guys' dismay, or I don't know what word I'm looking for. Many of you hate it. I like Dragon Ball GT.
I think you got your point across.
I like Dragon Ball GT. Y'all may say it sucks, but I like Dragon Ball GT. But if you guys want to watch Dragon Ball and you want to see a funny version of it, go to Team 4 Star. Look them up on YouTube. Just shouting that out. Not sponsored. Let's talk about Chipotle.
Chipotle.
I don't know. It was the first thing that came to mind. Chipotle.
Are you hungry?
No, I actually ate. I ate before we came to the, I came to the studio. But do you know what? Sydney, how old are you again? I'm sorry. I know I asked you this
before
the show.
I have told you.
I know I asked you this before the show.
I am 14.
That's right. Because I'm like a year and something older than you. Almost 2 years. When's your birthday? February, right? February. Yeah. I'm like a year and something older than you. A few months. 4 months. A year and 4 months, I think. Yeah. Because I'm turning 16 on the 19th.
I don't know.
I'm turning 16 on the 19th.
I'm just going to nod.
And I'm having a party. And you're coming, right?
No.
Okay, folks. Well,
I'm just kidding.
There's gonna be no more Sydney on the show, so don't expect her ever again.
I'll always be here forever.
And there you have it. I can't get rid of Sydney ever again. Well then, unfortunately, I'm stuck with her. And she smiles. Well then, no, I'm not gonna lie. Sydney, you're a great addition to this show team.
Thank you.
And I just want to tell you that thank you for being on Little Fella Radio with me.
Thank you for having me. You're never getting rid of me, you know that, right?
Unfortunately. So, what was I about to tell you?
I don't know.
I wanted to insult you.
You said you were wanting to talk about Chipotle. That's the last thing I remember.
I've never had Chipotle.
I know, you said that last time.
I know. I feel like I disappoint a lot of people when I say I've never had Chipotle.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of...
Oh, I know what this is from. I know what that dude crying is. I shouldn't be smiling. But I remember it. It was quite hideous.
I have no clue what that was.
I do.
What was it?
A dude crying. An old man crying.
Why?
I don't remember. Something on intervention or something like that.
Oh.
You ever watch Pokemon?
No.
You suck. God, I need a guy co-host.
Oh, okay. I'll just leave.
Okay, bye.
All right.
Don't let the door hit you or Mother Nature split you.
I'll hit you.
I'm
just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I'm not afraid to hit you. I fought you before.
I'm a girl.
So? I know what that was. I know what that was. I heard Senpai. I heard Senpai. And then there's Pokemon.
No one cares about your Senpai.
Try telling that to the Markiplier community. Try telling that to 13 million people.
All right, try and tell that.
I don't even know what you were going to attempt to
Me
say.
Me neither.
But,
PewDiePie is better.
PewDiePie's not better than Markiplier.
Yes, he is. Brofist.
No. Warpstash.
Brofist.
Warpstash.
Brofist.
Speaking of Warpstash, for my birthday, I got some cookies.
I'm going to get you a Brofist.
If you get me a Brofist for my birthday, I'm going to...
Punch me with it?
Yeah. I'm not going to say what I was going to say because that would have came out definitely wrong. but, see, now you made me lose my train of thought. Oh, I got cookies for my birthday and they had little Warpstashes on them.
Oh, yeah, I saw the picture of them.
Yeah, they were really cool. I was happy with them.
Did you make them?
No, I did not make them.
Why not?
Do you think I can make cookies, let alone make mustaches on them? I can barely make a mustache on a piece of paper with a pencil.
Same.
Trust me. If you
if you get a fine tip, I guess you could.
No. You can give me the best pencil in the world, the straightest paper, and I'd be
I mean, for, like, the cookie. Like, you know how that you put it in, like, the frosting in the bag, and then, like, they have, like, those little, like, metal, like,
yeah,
tip
I know.
Things that
I
you
know.
Put.
I know how to do a froster thing.
Beautiful mustache. Yeah.
What's your favorite kind of cake?
I would say red velvet.
Red velvet, red... Oh, that's Red Rover. ignore that.
Yeah.
My favorite is German chocolate cake.
What was that?
It was a German chocolate.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't speak. Yeah. Oh, I mispronounced chocolate, and it reminded me of the greatest memory of my life.
What was that? When Sydney became your co-host?
No, that was the worst day of my life. That is a decision I regret making. Young me wasn't smart. He wasn't mature. He didn't know what he was doing.
So if you could go back in time, you would change it?
You know, I don't know about that. If I went back in time and I could, like, change if you were my co-host. I don't know. If I could find a if I had another replacement for you, I might. Depending on who the replacement was.
Okay. Okay.
Now, if it was like Janae that was the other candidate, then no, I wouldn't replace you.
Why not?
Because Janae's Janae. Janae's little D.
What does that mean?
She's only good for like. Janae's good for like poppins here and there for good comedic value.
Poppins?
No, Janae's awesome. And I would love to have her on the show again. I should call her and be like, you're on the show.
Right?
If Janae may have if you see Janae on the show and she's kind of scared, it's not because I didn't tie her up, throw her into the back of a truck and trunk and drive her all the way here and force her to be on the show, and I'm not threatening her life or anything. I would never do that.
Nothing like that. Come
it's
on
totally
now.
Not the reason Sydney's on the show, because I'm threatening her life. All I heard was, help me. That's all I heard. No, Sydney loves being on the show because she has nothing. Oh!
I'm just kidding. Oh, you were going to say because I had nothing better to do. So that's an insult. So I don't take that back.
I wasn't going to say that. What?
Liar. What were you going to say then?
See, girls.
Because you said.
Girls always thinking that us guys are saying.
What were you going to say? Explain.
I was going to say that Sydney likes to come on the show because she enjoys hanging out with me.
No, because those weren't the words that I heard.
Well, then you have hearing problems. You should probably get your ears checked.
No, I don't, because I have great headphones.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Probably because I was still speaking into the mic. But, you know, shut up, Sydney.
No.
No, but. Hey, Sydney, you had a boyfriend?
No.
That's not surprising.
Oh my god. You know what?
Sorry.
You know what? I'm just over here sipping my tea, all right?
Listen here. Okay.
All right.
No. When was the last time you had a boyfriend, Sydney?
I want to say like the middle of sixth grade.
You're trying to tell me that you had a boyfriend in sixth grade, but you went seventh and eighth grade with that one?
Yeah.
You're too young to date at sixth grade. Eighth grade's a good time, but nah.
I actually started dating when I was, like, nothing serious, but, like, second grade.
You waited until second grade? I had girlfriends in kindergarten.
Well, I don't know. Maybe. I just don't remember.
I remember some of my girlfriends from kindergarten.
I remember all of the guys that I dated in elementary school.
I think I remember all the girls I dated.
They were all, like, weird. Like, their names...
Oh, their names were weird. I thought you meant their personalities.
They were too.
Well,
like
obviously, if okay, you dated
gonna,
multiple weird guys, and
I'm just
going to
tell
you
one, and you are going to be like mad.
Why would I be mad?
Or however you act, like you're always like
the disappointed
you're
look
gonna
I give you.
Be disappointed,
the
yeah.
Disappointed. All right, look
I'm just
going to
tell you one. Speak. All right.
What? Speak.
I can't say it.
Why?
It starts with a sh.
Shane?
No.
Cheryl?
No.
Shaniqua?
Cheryl? That's a girl. Shashank.
Was he foreign?
I don't know.
Shashank.
And I dated him multiple times, too.
Huh. I don't know what to think about Shashank.
And then...
Was he African?
I think, I'm trying to remember, I think he was Indian?
Okay, that could pass as an Indian name. If my voice could not make me sound like I smoke a pack
sure.
a day.
And then there was Armin.
Armin. Okay.
And then my brothers used to be like, how's Armin Hammer? And I'm like,
oh. I'm surprised that one didn't pop into my head. I'm usually good at
but
this,
But he was, he's, I still talk to him. But he's a huge hockey fan.
A huge hockey fan?
Hockey.
I thought you said he's a huge hockey fan. I was like, what the heck is that?
No, but he's Armenian. That's what I was trying to say.
I don't know what Armenian is.
Get it? Armenian. Armin.
Oh, well, are his parents creative?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Oh. No, but he really is Armenian.
Wait,
and
what's
his
name?
Is Armin.
I think they did it on purpose. Then aren't his parents creative?
Yeah. And then the rest was just normal names, like normal.
Like, what's your version of normal?
Like, Austin.
Oh, that's okay.
Tanner.
Tanner. Austin and Tanner.
Austin and Tanner.
Are you dating a bunch of Disney boyfriends?
No. Where's Tanner coming from?
Teen Beach Movie.
Oh, yeah, that's true, actually.
Because I know what movies are.
And no.
I totally don't watch Disney movies like Teen Beach Movie at all. What?
Okay.
I totally don't watch that. I totally didn't watch every High School Musical movie.
I'll admit that I did.
Well, you're a girl. You're allowed to.
You're a dude. You're allowed to.
I totally, Chad.
You just made that movie sexist.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, because
it's meant for teenage girls.
No, it's not.
What part of it's meant for guys?
It's meant for teenage, all gender kids.
Well, I totally don't have a favorite character who isn't named Chad or Chaz or something like that, whatever his
Chad?
Name is. Yeah, see, I don't even know his name is, so.
Orlando Bloom. That's the one. His real life name.
Zac Efron's best friend.
Yeah, Orlando Bloom.
The dude with the afro.
Yeah. Yeah. Him. In the movie, his name is
The show?
Chad.
High School Musical is a show now.
I mean, I'm pretty sure this probably went out there.
No, but they're making a High School Musical 4, so.
Yeah, I'm so disappointed. I'm so disgusted.
Why?
Because it has like all these like new Disney people. Like, it's not even going to be the same people. Like, that's so annoying. Like, they're just like replaying everything in this like lifetime, and it's annoying. Like,
I think another
why?
Movie did something like that. It was taking place after the original. I can't remember it, but it was like taking place years after. I was gonna say Pitch Perfect 2, but it's not Pitch Perfect 2. Please stop mouthing it. This is from High School Musical 3, too. I mean, I don't know it's from High School Musical 3. It's totally not the ending song that they sing. Proud of yourself?
Yes, very proud. Together. I performed one of their songs where it's like na 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 na.
Oh, I know that song.
Na, na, yeah. I performed you that in church camp. You are the music and me. I have so the word part of time.
You sound like your nose is stuffy and you're half asleep.
The happy ever after.
I don't remember most of the songs from...
I remember that whole song.
My sister, she used to have the High School Musical 2 sing-along game for the PlayStation 2. And I didn't even know PlayStation 2 came with microphones, but she would plug them in and we would sing High School Musical 2 songs.
I had that, but it was High School Musical 1 for my Wii.
No, she had it for High School Musical 1, but it had High School Musical 2 songs in it.
Oh, okay.
That was an interesting...
Yeah, and it came with a High School Musical microphone that you'd plug into. Yeah, I had that. That was like the best thing
Well, I didn't
ever.
Have it. My sister had it. But
I had that too. It was the best thing ever. I loved it.
It was okay.
It was the best.
I mean, I sang it with her. We may have beat the game and unlocked all of unlocked.
I have no clue what this is.
I think it's the Yep, it's the one I think it is. I think. There you go with the Egyptian dance again. An Indian. You need to stop. See, are you happy with this?
Yes.
Good though. I can English.
Today is not our day for English.
It's not your day.
It's not yours either. Oh, that one in High School Musical 2. Okay, yeah, I remember it now.
Hi, Tiki. The only
Bye,
reason
Tiki.
I love that song was Huna Huna Huka Huka Akamua.
I can't believe you remember this.
This is like my favorite song from High School Musical 2 because it was so weird.
I don't even have a... No, my favorite one was in High School Musical 2 where... Vanessa Hudgens was like leaving and
I gotta go my own way.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
I don't even know if that's the song.
I gotta go my own way.
Yeah, that one.
So
I remember
amazing.
That. I remember. I hated this scene. This song was so outrageously long.
I love this song.
And in High School Musical 3, when they're in the treehouse together and they have that song, like, this song sucked because it was too long and emotional.
Doesn't seem right.
But if you think about it, in High School Musical, Troy and Gabriella had like a breakup or something every single movie. The first one,
pretty much.
The first one was because she heard him say something like how he didn't need her. Second one was because they were at the resort or whatever and they didn't get to hang out as much. And then the third one was because she went to a college without him and he couldn't be with her. So they all had their breakups. I don't know what happened to them in the end, though. You're singing it, aren't you? You have issues. I'm over here trying to do a show, and you're over here like, la, 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 la. Stop staring at me while you sing. Stop. Please stop. No, you kind of make me want to throw stuff at you. How do you know all this? How, I don't remember any... I don't know all the lyrics to all the any of the songs. Do I? No, I don't. See, I'm over here talking to myself pretty much because you're over here like,
I had to. I can't resist.
You could
resist.
No,
I know all the songs, basically. Except for the Tiki. Tiki Waka Waka Wiki. Tiki Waka Waka Wiki. Tiki Waka Waka Wiki. Yeah. That laugh totally sounded like Markiplier. What the heck?
I told you, I've stolen
Why?
I've stolen Mark's laugh. I don't know. That's just how I laugh now.
You just made this really weird sound in my throat. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Calm down.
You.
Sydney, calm down.
No.
Chill.
Okay. Oh.
Okay. Oh, all you sports fans out there, if you're not going for the Warriors in Game 7, you're not allowed to watch this show because screw LeBron. Go Warriors.
Go mic. Not Warriors.
I would drop this mic, but it's expensive, so invisible mic.
Just push
drop.
It down, Mike.
Mic drop. I am currently not holding my mic like this. Just technical difficulties, y'all. Howdy.
All right. He fixed it.
It's like Jalen when he smacked his mic down.
I know.
I pulled the Jalen. He's like just, oh. He's just, I'm just going to hold this right here. Yeah. I just did that. I tried to lift it up and I lifted the entire thing out.
Wasn't he like clapping or something? He was like.
I don't remember what he was doing, but it's just.
And he dropped and he's like, we're just going to hold this for now.
He just held it like he was an announcer.
Yeah.
That's a word I could say. Can you say cinnamon?
Cinnamon.
Can you say aluminum?
Aluminum.
What's a word you can't say? Minnesota or Michigan. What's that one state that no one can pronounce?
Mississippi?
No, not Mississippi.
Idaho.
No.
Canada.
No. State.
Just naming everything.
What's that state that
Oregon.
No, it starts with an M, I think. It's like
Mississippi.
Minnesota, Michigan. What?
Chicago. It's a place that might have won anybody. Okay, sorry.
You watch too much Victorious. Especially you watch that too often.
How do you know it's from Victorious?
I watched the heck out of that show.
Same.
That was my favorite show.
I just recorded some recently.
Recently?
I spit all over my mouth. Yeah.
I just spit all over my mouth.
my cousin Gabby has a coworker and he can't say his R's, and she does like the best impression of him all the time. Like, he replaces his R's with an aw. So like,
look at the ombo.
No, like, it's like,
look at the way car.
So if he was like gonna say really, he'd be like riri.
Oh, riri.
Or like really, or like talk like. No, I just started in British accent. I don't know how to do it. Like,
I don't know how,
like,
to
he's
speak.
Like, if you say Ray or like Ori, or,
that is British.
I'm trying to find like the what I mean. I don't know, but like, he can't say the R's, and she does a like
perfect impersonation.
Yeah, and it's really funny.
So she's making fun of someone that can't speak properly.
No, she just does.
You are
impression.
Morally correct, unknown
no,
person out there in the world.
She just does an impression of him because he's really rude. Because
uh-huh.
He's the manager.
Now you're trying to justify it. You're not allowed to justify yourself, as my math
I'm
teacher
not
would say.
Myself.
Just don't pay attention to me.
What are you doing?
My ear hurts, so I'm going to talk to you like this, like I'm a DJ.
Why?
Stop acting like a little kid.
Why?
Because I said so.
Because why?
I'm going to beat you.
Why?
Sydney? I like how you just stared at me intensely for a second. Sydney? AJ?
EJ?
Like, did you forget my name?
No.
You forgot my name.
How could I forget your name? It's A K.
A K. I'm okay.
Just kidding.
Now you make me very upset. Because
of course, all the time. That's what I'm here for.
Random question before we close out. Do you think you'd make it in Family Feud?
No. I've actually like downloaded that game on my tablet, or I actually had it on my Wii, and like I always lose.
Yeah. Well then, knowing that, I will never invite you to my Family Feud, because if you can't do Family Feud.
But I want to play.
How's it going, folks? I'm Steve Harvin. I got another good one for you today.
He says the same thing every time for Family Feud. When I make it to Family Feud, you will not see Sydney on my team.
Yes, you will. Definitely you will.
You won't.
I'll be there.
And with that, folks,
I'll be in the audience.
Oh, she might be in the audience. She might be looking from the audience going, I know him.
Like, go AJ.
And then the one question we need to win, she knows it.
I'm like,
because elephant's the first thing to come to mind.
I don't know what to say.
Okay, and with that, folks, thank you for watching our show today, where we apparently think elephants is the correct answer.
Always elephants.
Thank you for joining us for another Little Philly Radio. Today's show was brought to you by Amazon. When you or your parents think Amazon, shop through the Shop Amazon tab on littlefellaradio.com. I said Amazon like 3 times in 2 seconds.
Remember to tell all of your friends and family about Little Fella Radio. Share the show on your Facebook wall, retweet us on Twitter, and follow us on Instagram. Just search Little Fella Radio, all one word.
She totally didn't say Instagram or Twitter twice last week. I can't English.
I did.
That's it for the show. I'm AJ.
And I'm Sydney.
We'll see you next time. Have a muffin button day. Bye.